Matt, item B, discussion and possible motion approving the payment of bills for dirt fill to Confluence Park.
Right, so we were needing more fill dirt down in Confluence Park for our treatment plant. They ran into some really rocky material down there, and so they didn't have as much fill as they were expecting, or as what we were expecting, so we needed to get some more. And the Zion Hot Springs over there in Leverkin had some fill dirt that they were just willing to give away. We just had to haul it down there. So to get it done in a timely manner, we called up the county. The county came down, Washington County came down, and helped us haul a lot of that. We ended up getting 7,387 yards is what we ended up hauling. And the total cost for that is $16,760. That's truck time, that's man hours, and then that's the cost to load it. We had Interstate loading the trucks for us because they were on site and they did it for a good price. So,
any questions, or I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. We approve those expenditures.
Do we need to say the exact amount since it's money, or will that just be an individual roll call vote?
I don't know.
$16,760.
Yeah.
$16,700.
Okay, we have a motion by Mayor Wilson. We have a second by Richard Hershey. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Annette, did you?
What is her?
I thought I heard her say something.
Okay. We'll accept that even if it wasn't passed, but I will accept that as unanimous. Finally, Matt, we have the superintendent's meeting.
I don't know, wait, you want to cut out, but David, I will vote yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. We'll have the superintendent's report on other operational matters.
All right. And then just by way of reference, so to haul all that top, that fill dirt down there, it costs us about $2.27 a yard is what it costs.
Wow.
We paid to have JP haul all that stuff from the bypass, from the cut there, we were paying $5 a yard for that, so.
That was a quarter of the distance.
Right. So it was
a good deal.
Can you say it was, dirt cheap? So, all right, and other matters. So we have our Confluence Park treatment plant. It was off to a slow start, as you guys know. Haskell has some issues trying to staff it, get some leadership there. But we have a great crew on site now, and they're moving. They're pushing to get her done in a timely manner. This is Baker, yep.
Okay.
Baker took all these pictures with the drone. So I think this is pour 3 or 4. I can't remember now. There's some other pictures here. One second. So this is, okay, so what we're looking at here is this is the Influent building. One is the grit removal basin, and one is the wet well going into the headworks is what this is. Okay, so here's kind of the process basins, concrete, I guess. So this is just their pours. They actually, since this picture was taken, they only have a little bit left to pour over here on this end here. They have a spot here and a spot down over here left to pour on this, and then they're completely done with the floor. They've poured this section of the wall here. They poured that on Tuesday, and they were down there stripping forms today. So they are moving. Baker is pushing hard. They're actually ahead of schedule right now. So Baker's working hard to get all the concrete poured.
What are the measurements of everything that we're seeing there? Width and
length? I can't remember how big those basins are. I'd have to look that up. But so this first pour, they poured this floor, and this floor. That was their first pour. It was 320 yards. The pour they did on Tuesday was a little over 400 because they poured two sections of the floor here, and then they poured that wall. So they're putting down a lot of mud. And then they also poured those two headworks slabs as well. Let me see. This is just kind of a big overview of the site. If you have any questions, let me know.
It's looking good.
Oh, awesome.
But so this.
So now you asked some questions. We talked about going on field trip next board meeting, maybe 4:00 or 4:30, meeting down there for half hour, just to look around, maybe between 4 and 5:30, and then come back. People wanted to go. Do you want to talk to Mike and see if we can arrange that?
Yes, we're planning on that. I talked to Haskell today. I let him know that we were planning on being down there on the 22nd of August, just so that they're prepared and they know that we'll have some visitors down there.
Bye.
Yep. And then they also said that most of those walls will be poured by the time we go down there. So most of these walls here will be all the way around that process portion of it. The process building, they won't start. So the admin building, they won't start until the end of August. But they will have all the process basins pretty much done. So, but it is moving.
So you gotta get all this done before your plumbers can come in and put all the pipe works in, is that the plan?
Sorry, what was that?
Before your pipe works go in, but after they go together, some of your pipes, you know, you should get all the infill all out.
So they do.
Just wondering when all that's.
Yeah, there is a picture here.
Go back and core it and put them in, or is this a pour around it type of thing, or I'm not an engineer, so I'm just asking. I haven't looked at the plans in a long time, so I can't remember.
Let me show you a couple pictures here.
Careful, what you click on.
Okay, so this was just kind of before they started. So this stuff over here, this is some of the piping that they pre-poured in for the process. And then can't remember. So here is some of the siphon line going in from where the Laverkan pump station is now. So that's coming down and going around the corner. So they're.
Have they put those pipes in the existing steel pipe there yet?
Not yet. No, that'll be the last thing they do. So they're getting all the siphon line, that's the easy portion. They're getting all that done. They received their oh my gosh.
Compaction.
Not compaction. They've been getting compaction, but they Like these here are for the, some valves so we can shut it off in sections and do different things that we need to as far as maintaining those, that siphon line anyways. But that's what we're looking at. Any other questions?
I have a question, but it's not concerning that.
Okay.
Are you entertaining those?
Yes.
I have a question. Mayor Billings kind of helped me with this, but could I have, I had some citizens request this and wonder, could I have just a quick update or review of the project that started in Hurricane on 700 West, and you're now going west? You're redoing a line that was compromised?
So that was the, yes, that was the slip lining project that we completed. It's been done for a month now or so.
So you're not still working on it?
We're not still working on that,
so
no.
So that's not you that's just behind the movie theaters, maybe a little bit to the west, that's doing some drilling, that's somebody else?
Yeah, must, okay. I'm not sure who that
we
is.
We did final payment in June, so it's been been at least a month since we wrapped that one up. Yeah.
Good.
So
that's somebody else then, Mayor.
West of the movie theater?
South of the movie theater and a little west.
In
Hurricane.
In the
subdivision?
Yeah, kind of in that area where those duplexes are.
Yeah.
Just to the north wall.
I know. We talked to Interstate to see if our projects were going to match up because they're planning that develop right next to the movie theater.
Okay, I'll look into this at a different time. Do we have any other questions for Matt or Daryl? Craig? Mayor Billings?
No.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So make that motion.
Second.
We adjourn, and it looks like we missed our record by 1 minute. You said 25 minutes, didn't you, Daryl?
I did.
Oh.